dear. I tell you what, it's hard work, this mountain climbing business, I can tell you. Time to rest, I think. Get the old flask out. Have a nice cup of Earl Grey. That's better. Now, tell me, have you moved any mountains lately? You know, brushed aside those obstacles that stand in the way of what you want to achieve. Well, after all, Jesus did say that if you have faith enough as small as a mustard seed, you can do just that. Here's the thing. Jesus wasn't quantifying faith when he said that, quite the opposite, in fact. He was saying that size is irrelevant and that it's not about having more faith, but rather exercising what you have like a muscle so that it grows stronger. We also shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that Jesus was advocating the idea that we should be exercising our faith by attempting to obliterate the mountains of adversity and pray away all our problems. No, in fact, ultimate faith is surely to believe that you can endure the pain and suffering of getting over them. To get your spiritual climbing boots on and scale those formidable mountains of adversity that sometimes tower above us. Okay, so it's not the easy option, but let's be honest about it. The Christian faith was never meant to be an easy option. God doesn't send us trials and tell us that we have to have pure joy for them so that we can avoid them. So I suppose I better get on with my mountain climbing. Actually, it's more of a hill, if I'm honest, but it's all relative. Right, bye for now.